listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child. Do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting. Yeah. But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. So can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
And Varma also says,
we do need to give them opportunities and alternatives and to give them choices. And really the brain, the executive function, is developing up until the age of 25. You're going to have a lot of really mature 13-year-olds, and really you have to take it case-by-case basis.
Dr. Varma also believes that children who are depressed or have anxiety may be using video games as a form of coping and also avoidance. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I promise I will get into some of the societal stories, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, we'll delve into some of the big political stories today, and also, I got to do that Jussie Smollett case as well. I talk about these issues, and again, this is why we are the longest-running financial program in the country, because they're important. A hell of a lot more important. We're a life show. We are. We're a show about opportunity, planning for opportunities. That's what we're about. And when things are happening within our sphere here, in our country, that I feel are important, affects the culture at large, it affects my children, it affects your children and your grandchildren, what's going to happen down the road? Well, guess what? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We'll get into it a little bit later. I do want to get into some of the business stories that I found interesting this past week. And again, these are teachable stories. There was a piece that came out, and of course, I like to read a lot of the foreign newspapers, and one of the foreign newspapers I look at is the very far-left UK Guardian. So the UK Guardian comes out, and they have this story on Lyft and Uber drivers and how tough it is and what these drivers are making. And, of course, it's a left-wing paper, and the UK Guardian is pushing for unionization for these workers. And they talk to a guy by the name of Rob Mead. And he has worked as an Uber driver in Reno, Nevada. Now, he has a day job. He is a public sector worker, and he wanted to take on and make some extra money and said, why not? I'll be an Uber driver. Now, again, he's been doing this for over a year, and he's just coming to grips with the fact that it might not be worth it. After gas added monthly rideshare insurance, wear and tear, constant oil changes and taxes, that $300 for 30 hours of work, I thought, made a weekly actual average is down about $90 after expenses. A few weeks ago, I drove 4 passengers in a one-hour period. I looked at my profits, and I made only $12. It was snowing, traffic was crazy, and I basically risked my life to make that $12. I made $3.75 that entire hour. Wow. Okay. Uber is an app. Okay? It's a service. It's a service for the customers, and it's also a service for the driver. You, my friend, you have your own little business there. You have your own little business. And if you decide that you want to run your business in Reno, Nevada, and you think it's going to make you money, God bless. But guess what? It might not. It might not. You think it's any different, Rob, if you went out and you decided to open up a Domino's franchise? And you open up a Domino's franchise, and guess what? You're working your tail off to make this thing work, and you're busting your butt, and you come to the realization that, gee whiz, you're only making $3, $4, $5 an hour, and you own the store. Do you think the Guardian would do a piece on that guy? No. Now, when I started my business, when I started Markowski Investments, well before the radio show, I was putting every dime into what I did. I was waiting tables, bartending at night, weekend, hours and hours and hours. I can't even calculate what I was making an hour with Markowski Investments at the time. It was next to nothing, but I was building something. But Rob, you know, and I'm speaking to you here, man to man. If it's not going to work, no one is holding a gun to your head and going to make you stay there. You don't have to be an Uber driver. You don't have to be a Lyft driver. Now, of course, the bleeding heart liberal Guardian talking about the fortunes, the executives that Uber and Lyft are going to make when this company goes public. They are. Because people are going to buy their stock. They're going to buy their shares in that company. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to invest in either of these companies. I don't see how they're ever going to make money. But people are. And for whatever reason it may be, again, these lefties think that there's something wrong with the world. And this, that someone comes up with an idea, someone comes up with a business, they want to share part of, sell part of that business to the general public, and they can't do it. You don't have to buy it. Like I said, I'm not going to. I buy companies that I actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hey, they got another guy in here as well. They interview a guy who's an Uber driver in Los Angeles. He's been doing it for 4 years. And he's complaining about the money that he's making. You've been doing it for 4 years, buddy. You can find something else to do. You live in Los Angeles. You live in a major metropolitan area. Don't tell me there are not other jobs out there. To rob me, to in Reno. You can't go. You want to make extra money. Isn't it better to go wait tables or bartend or work in one of the casinos as a side job? I think second jobs are great. Nothing wrong with that. Save some money, put some money away. Good for you. But how people fail to understand how the world works when it comes to business. We're talking about Lyft and Uber. Lyft put out a statement during their roadshow. Made me laugh. Yeah, we're gonna get to 20% margins someday. Their prospectus is vapid. It's vapid. I don't see how they are going to make money. And they're just leading a wave of startups that are going to have giant losses. Another company that we pointed out here on the program, WeWork. WeWork announced that their revenue in 2018 went from $886 million to $1.8 billion. Now, wow, look at that. That's awesome. Wow. Yep. Awesome. Take a look at their losses. Their losses went from $933 million to $1.9 billion. And this is a company that's buying up real estate. What happens if the economy starts to turn and they're not able to fill some of those spaces? WeWork is nothing more. But most people are familiar with Regus office spaces, where you get the you can buy a small short-term office. You can use the ones various different places all over the world for that matter. Same concept. And during the financial crisis, guess what happened? It ran into issues. WeWork, I see no light at the end of the tunnel where it's going to go ahead and make money. So until they do, guess what, people? Be cautious. There's going to be a lot of people pushing. I'm already starting to see many of them on some of the business stations singing the praises of all these companies. The hype behind the IPOs. They made the announcement, Lyft is pricing their IPO is going to be well above the offering price. You're not getting into a high-growth startup. They keep calling, and this is a misnomer, they keep calling these companies startups. Lyft has been around for 6 years. Uber has been around for a decade. That's a startup. It's as if they don't know. I keep thinking of the Seinfeld bit there with Kroger Industrial Smoothing, when George is working at the company, the CEO of the company, Mr. Kroger, is like, "Oh, let's strive to get out of the the black or the red. And which one was a good one, George? He didn't even know. I want to see how you are going to make money. I don't see it. And again, I know I did address this last week on the program. I think it's important. I do. I try to avoid risks. I do. In everything I do. I'm going to give you an example. I'm driving with my son. My son's driving. He's got his driver's permit. And, yeah, parents understand. It's a harrowing time. You're teaching your kid how to drive. You know, you're well aware what it was like to be a teenager. You're well aware that most kids out there are kind of invincible. You're also well aware how dangerous an automobile can be. And I give my son little tips here and there where, again, in and around our town, we pull up to, got to take a right onto a main road, and it's hard to see because there's cars parked along that road. And I explained to my son, I said, well, listen, now you know that this road is difficult to take a right on. Next time, drive a block further and go on the road that has the light. It's just safer. You're taking some risk out of the equation by doing that. The same thing holds true when we look at companies and we look to invest. Why take an unnecessary risk? Again, risk is risk reward. It's a part of what we do. But you want to take calculated risks. And more often than not, if you wait, if you're patient, if you wait, you might find out which one of these companies is going to make it and which one will not, or maybe none of them. And again, I always harken back to the 1990s, and you're taking a look at all of the online retailers that were out there. A ton of them. Who won? Amazon. Amazon won. And what did they start out as? A company selling books online. Rather than investing in all of those various different companies, I would kind of wait and see. So I don't get in at the exact bottom. With what we're seeing now, you're not even getting in at the bottom. You're getting into companies that are not startups, that are losing money, and in some cases, their 10th year in business. Could be me calling me crazy, but I'll pass. I have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980.
And points all our own, sitting way up high.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. The U.S. is more likely to be involved in a shooting war in the South China Sea than the Philippines, but the latter will be embroiled in such a conflict just the same because of its 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty, Philippine Defense Secretary Lorenzo said, and the treaty needed to be re-examined to clear ambiguities that could cause chaos and confusion during a crisis. He cited China's aggressive seizure in the mid-1990s of a Philippine-claimed reef saying that the U.S. did not stop him. The treaty calls on the U.S. and Philippines to come to each other's defense against an external attack. In the past, the Philippines has tried to clarify whether the treaty would apply if its forces came under attack in a disputed region, like the South China Sea, where it has been locked in territorial conflicts with China and four other governments. So thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm asked all the time. Last time I have a radio show because, again, they have to, you know, they need to put labels on everything. I'm asked this by people that own radio stations. Are you a Republican or Democrat? I'm neither. Okay? I'm not. I left the Republican Party a long, long time ago. I'm going to start my own party. I got to call it the Truth Party. We are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. We like to be Socratic in our thinking. We like to debate ideas. Yeah, do I rip into people here on the program? All the time. You know who I like to rip into? The liars. The crooks, the cheats, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. Anyway, why do I bring this up? The Department of Justice has concluded that Obamacare is unconstitutional and should be struck down. Now, full disclosure here. I detest Obamacare. It's awful. I'll just give you my perspective here. Small business owner, family of five. Prior to Obamacare, if you took my deductible, I had high deductible health insurance, $5,600 it was, and my premium. And if you put them together, it was maybe a little bit over $10,000 a year. You take my premium now and my deductible now, and you add them up, and it's over $30,000 a year. That's insane. And we knew that was going to happen. It was by design. Obamacare by design wasn't designed. It wouldn't work. You're eventually going to wear people out. You're going to wear people out. I know we had the little bit of help there, the association plans put together, Rand Paul, Donald Trump initiative. Okay, I signed up. It lowered my costs a wee little bit. That's it. Didn't make any difference. Obamacare from the get-go was a wealth transfer scheme. So Republicans yelled and screamed for years, 8 years, about we're going to repeal and we're going to replace this thing and it's terrible. And they get power, and what do? Nothing. Many people out there want to blame it on John McCain. Stop. Okay? Yeah, did he play a part? Absolutely. But did the Republicans have anything ready to go? Did they have a plan? Did they have a free market plan that would lower costs ready to go? No. No. Why? Because Republicans have no backbone. Male Republicans are also missing another part of their anatomy. Use your imagination.
Well, but everybody wants, you got to cover pre-existing conditions, and everybody wants health to keep their kids on till they're 26 years old. Stop it.
It's over. As soon as I started hearing that, I said, this is that nothing is going to be done. What bothers me is the misuse of language as well. The idea that we actually have insurance. There's no such, it's not insurance. No such thing. If you can get sick or if you can get hurt and then go out and purchase a policy, by definition, that's not insurance. And that's what we have. It doesn't make any sense. So what I fear is happening, what I fear is going to happen, is that more and more people are going to throw in the towel. More and more people out there are going to say, you know what, I don't want to take this anymore. Fine, do Medicare for all. And that, my friends, is going to be a disaster. Anybody ever have to go down to the Social Security office and have to deal with just maybe trying to get a Social Security card that you might have lost? DMV? You want to hand this over? You want to hand this over to the government? I don't, but again, I'm not stupid. I see the writing on the wall. I often talk about terrain. I see what the terrain is looking like right now. Listen, if they're going to do this, that they allow for private insurance to be sold as well. I'm going to delve a little bit further into this when we get back. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, watchdogonwallstreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
It's not easy. It's not. Tackling insurance, Americans have been conditioned to think about things the wrong way. Yeah, for decades, people, I got to get a job and I've got to get benefits and they get a health insurance plan. And the health insurance plan is, it's like a buffet. It's like going to the Ponderosa, except at the Ponderosa, they've got the finest steak, Kobe steak, lobster, caviar, Brunello de Montalcino wine right there available. What do? They gorge themselves. They gorge themselves. You can't run it all you can eat like that unless you charge a small fortune. And eventually, the demographics of the country caught up. And health insurance got more and more and more expensive. The concept of insurance, this is important. Insurance, and this is to quote Chris Rock, insurance is something that you buy that you hope you never have to use. You've got life insurance, right? You don't want to die. You got car insurance, do you not? You most certainly don't want to get into a crash. You've got insurance on your home. You don't want any catastrophic event to come to wreck your house. We're going to have to use it. And let's also think about those various different policies and what we've been conditioned. How we've been conditioned as adults here, Americans. Dumb. I've got to have my well visits, and I've got to have this, I've got to have that. Let me ask you a question. Light bulb go off in your house. Do you call your insurance company to pay for it? Time to get the oil changed on your car or get a tune-up. Your car insurance pay for that? No. No. Insurance is supposed to be there in case something bad happens. Now. Insurance for an extended period of time wasn't priced accordingly. It wasn't handled as such. And again, the insurance companies went along with this. It's great for them, great for profits. I remember the first insurance policy that I bought, had to pay for, working on Wall Street decades ago. And here I am in this huge boardroom, and let's just say there were some really crazy people that worked at our office. All right, crazy. The guy a few desks down from me, overweight, probably drank about a bottle of scotch a day, and easily put an eight ball up his nose. He's a mess. And he had health insurance, and guess what? He paid the same premiums I did. What? No. It's not supposed to work that way. Insurance companies should be giving incentives to people who take care of themselves, that stay healthy and live a healthy lifestyle, because risk is supposed to be priced into this. Now, I get it. You talk about pre-existing conditions. I understand people are born with certain things. And there is a place for the government to come in and have a high-risk pool. That makes sense. That's smart. But we're not set up like that. The entire industry is so laden with middlemen. It's a joke, and we all know it. I tell people all the time, you need to stand up to these insurance companies. Not so much the insurance companies, but the charges that you get. And I told this story. This is about a year and a half ago. My daughter hurts her ankle playing a sport, goes to the doctor. They don't have prices for anything. They give her one of those little Velcro booties. The thing was made in China, without a doubt. It's something you could have picked up at CVS for $10, if that. I get the bill, and I see the itemized bill for this thing, and it's $400. And I call up, and I complain, oh, you're going to have to write a letter. Why do they want you to write a letter? Because they know it's inconvenient. They know it's inconvenient, and they don't think you're going to do it. But I did it. I did it, just out of principle. Guess what? Get another person up. Oh, well, I don't know. You're going to have to talk to this person. I said, you know what? I'm not going to pay it. Send it to collections. Have at it. My credit's fine. I'm not worried about you. But you dare charge me for something like this? You're crazy. But then it's a part of the entire system that's an absolute mess. There are no prices on anything. Health insurance. I got my health insurance policy. I call it, it's like an entertainment book. One of those, I don't know, this was the case all over the country, but used to sell these little local entertainment booklets that you would buy. The kids at school would sell these things, and you would get discounts or coupons at various different restaurants and establishments in your area. It used to cost $10-$20. Well, that's basically what it is. I go in, I got this magic card here, and supposedly I get a better price. Well, what's that guy's card? What does he get? There's no prices out there anyway, and the companies like it that way. Healthcare is like any other product or any other service. If you price it based upon what people are able to pay, the system will work a lot better. I don't see anything happen because right now, like I told you, Republicans are pushing away. They don't want to deal with this. They don't. Why? Well, they're too busy raising money, and it's too hard for them. Too hard. Again, just like entitlement reform. Back in 2004, George W. Bush wins a second term, says he wants to go after entitlement reform. What did Mitch McConnell say? Oh, that's too hard. We've got to worry about Iraq. Sorry, Mr. President. It's just too hard. Do anything that's difficult. They're pathetic and sad. It is what it is. Got to take a break. Again, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. And health insurance topics, they're difficult to explain, but yes, it's important. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You should have been gone. Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to explain something. You get all these idiots out there on the left, these little socialist morons out there that think that socialism is the way to go. Because they give examples like the high cost of health care or college education or various different other things. You realize that those industries are not based in any sort of capitalist system. They're not. They're industries in many respects that were built out of government regulations. The government has their hand in all of this stuff, and that's why the prices are as high as they are. We've got entire industries within our country that shouldn't exist, but people are making a fortune on it. Anyway, you know how many people could be gotten rid of in middlemen? When it comes to health care, it's gross. I did a story this past week talking about ethanol. You've got an entire industry built around a product that is polluting our environment, and there's no need for it to be in our gasoline. Anyway, while we're on the topic of government, why not? See, I told you so moment here. Yes. I was right. I told you. Again, maybe people are getting aware of this. The worst month for the year for taxpayers is September. The worst week of the year for we the people of taxpayers last week in September. Oh, yeah, the use it or lose it mentality of our government. Here's some of the things some of the things that were bought with your money, your tax dollars in September. Defense Department buying $9,000 Wexford leather chairs. Again, I try to figure this one out. $2.3 million on crab. $2.3 million on lobster tails. Taxpayers shelled out $97 billion in contracts in September. $53 billion in the final week.
I told you.
Burning your money. Oh, we got to spend it all. No, no, no. Don't save the taxpayers' money. Spend it all. This is why the debt never goes down. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get back. Got to do a little bit in regards to immigration. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, member of the Truth Party. Yeah, I know I'm doing my job. Yeah, I know I'm doing my job because when I get Republicans and Democrats emailing me, telling me how much I suck and I don't know what I'm talking about. Really? Really? Would you like to challenge me on my reasoning, my facts? Or do you just want to call me names? I know that that's the fashionable thing to do now. It is. It's a fashion. You just call people names. But, yeah, I know I'm doing my job. But anyway. Again, I ticked off a lot of super Trumpsters and Republicans when I came out and said that, sorry, based upon what I'm witnessing, what I'm watching, I don't believe that Donald Trump nor any of the Republicans have any interest at all in doing a damn thing about immigration. I think the whole thing was a ruse. Now, hey, whoa, freaking out on me, okay? Again, I give credit where credit's due. I think some of the things that Donald Trump has done are excellent. But I don't know whether from the get-go Donald Trump was just playing us. I told you here on the program. Anybody out there thought that he was going to build this big, huge, wonderful, beautiful wall and it was going to be paid for by Mexico? Woo! you've been smoking some of Vermont's finest. Okay? Sorry. I don't buy it for a second. And I've come to the point in time where I really don't believe that. I don't think the president's going to do a thing. And the reasons I give, quite frankly, is he could sign some executive orders. He could deal with catch and release. He could deal with anchor babies. Hasn't done so. And again, like the great Bill Parcells, quote him all the time, you are what your record says you are. And you want the record, people? The United States is projected to add 1.5 million. Add 1.5 million illegals this year. This year alone, that's adding to what we already have. I get pictures sent to me from listeners. I get phone calls telling me, yep, dropped off a whole bunch of people here at the Greyhound station. They're not keeping anyone. They catch them and they let them go. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner said that the border has hit a breaking point. So far, you've got the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. You've got the union head from ICE. And also, they're all saying the same thing. We're doing nothing. It's an exercise in futility. And I knew it all along. I'm not going to do anything. What? This past week, I saw a bunch of people getting excited because Trump got a $1 billion he got from the Pentagon with his emergency to build 26 miles of wall. Are you serious? Do you think that 26 miles of wall is going to really make a difference? Do you really believe that? I mean, you may want to believe it, but use your head. Take off your Trump glasses and think. Anyway, I'm going to give you an example of why. Explain why and how Republicans don't care. And this is a story from down in Florida. Down in Florida, I think this is actually the Sarasota Herald Tribune. And you got a real popular Republican governor down there, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, during the campaign, the primary against Adam Putnam, he went after Adam Putnam. And one of the reasons why he beat Adam Putnam, because Adam Putnam used to be the agriculture commissioner in the state of Florida. And he said that Adam Putnam is too close to agriculture interests here in the state of Florida. And guess what? He's not going to do anything about illegals. And they brought up E-Verify. I'm going to quote Ron DeSantis. He's not going to do that. He's not going to go after it because his big ag donors that fund his campaign want that cheap foreign labor. Yes, they do. DeSantis said, I'm going to sign E-Verify into law here in the state of Florida. Did he? Now, it's bouncing around the legislature there. Hey, E-Verify is on the books in some, 20 states? Is it being enforced? No. It's not being enforced. We're going to spend $1 billion on the wall when we have actual laws on the books that would shut off one of the magnets that attracts people here to this country. Just think for a second. Where do you think these people in Central America would go? You think they're going to come to the United States, or do you think that they would go to Colombia if Colombia allowed people to just walk in, get jobs, and also have access to welfare? Which direction do you think that they would go? People come here because they can work. Because we're going to give them free stuff. That's why they come here. If you do away with those two things, sure. Will you get some illegals? Absolutely. Will you get some drug dealers? Sure. But do you think we'll have millions of people pouring into the country? No. No. Well, we're not dealing close to a situation like they have in the Middle East or sub-Saharan Africa like Europe is dealing with. No, we're not going to deal with that. You want the reasons, people? I'm going to give you the reasons. Republicans will tell you one thing. They'll tell you they're going to get rid of Obamacare. They'll tell you that they care about the debt. They tell you they're going to care about illegal immigration. They're going to do something about it. And they never, ever will. They don't care about you. They care about their big moneyed interests. And you know what? It's both parties. Truth. Got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Thursday when once again the topic turned to immigration.
You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says encryption by tech companies is making it difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The FBI director was speaking at a House Appropriations hearing. He says terrorism and drug trafficking remain major threats.
And increasingly, these threats and others are cyber-based. And the more we shift to the Internet as the conduit and the repository for everything that we use and share and manage, the more we need the best tools and the most creative ways to combat this cross-cutting and growing dimension of the threat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
First-time unemployment claims are at their lowest level in more than a half century. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The Labor Department reports that about 202,000 U.S. workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 10,000 fewer than the previous week. And it's the lowest number of initial claims in a week since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At her weekly Democratic press conference on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reading from the law that allows a Democratic House to request President Trump's tax returns.
The secretary shall furnish, shall, not may, should, could, shall, or furnish such committee with any return or return information specified in such request.
President Trump, when asked about this, says he will still not turn over his tax returns as he is currently in the process of being audited. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Police in Ohio say they're investigating the story of a 14-year-old boy who's identifying himself as Timothy Pitson. Now, this boy went missing 7 years ago in Illinois and somehow ended up in Kentucky. Pitson escaped by running up to a woman and having her call police. That woman joins WCPO News in Cincinnati and explains what it was like when Pitson first approached her.
Walked up to my car and he went.